So our next speaker is a friend of mine who I used to talk to all the time when he was one of the nation's leading experts in political money. He tracked the money for Wisconsin Democracy Campaign as it flowed to candidates and corrupted the political process in Wisconsin. And he decided after years of doing that, that it was time to do something about organizing to take back our politics for the people he calls the politically homeless, people who don't feel represented by either of the major parties. So just this year, he organized an outfit called Blue Jean Nation. And through this movement that he's building throughout the state, he is doing what La Follette did, which is to try to pull together people all over Wisconsin and from Wisconsin out throughout the nation who fundamentally have progressive values but who have felt abandoned by the major political parties. And we really appreciate that effort. Please join me in welcoming Mike McCabe.
Thank you, Ruth. Thank you all. Thank you all for being here. Happy Bob Fest Day. You know, I still think of myself as a young man. And my son reminds me almost every day that I'm getting a little long in the tooth. But I still think of myself as a young man. And I don't want you to get the wrong idea about Casey. He's a sophomore in high school, but he is enough of a gentleman that he never says, "Oh, Dad, you are just so old." He would never do that. But, you know, he does things every day that I used to be able to do and really can't or shouldn't. And then, he does something with some kind of electronics that I am absolutely flummoxed by. And it's then that I realize that I'm getting old. But when I think about what Wisconsin is and what Wisconsin was, that's when I realize that, I'm getting a few years on me. Because I am old enough to remember Wisconsin as a beacon of clean and open and honest government. I am old enough to remember Wisconsin as a laboratory of democracy, a laboratory of progressive thinking, an incubator of innovation. That was the Wisconsin that I grew up knowing. And I am old enough to know the Wisconsin that we will eventually call home. We will call Wisconsin home eventually. But it is going to take a hell of a fight. And Bernie Sanders is absolutely right when he says that we need a revolution. Those of you who followed my work at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign know that I spent 15 years working for campaign finance reform. We are beyond the point where reform is enough. Because we're beyond the point where we have campaign finance. We now have legal bribery. And you can't reform legal bribery. You have to outlaw it. And one of the things that Bob La Follette and his progressive allies did was outlaw bribery back in 1897. And that set the stage for a wave of progressive reform, a wave of innovation that earned Wisconsin the reputation that you and I grew up knowing. We need a revolution, and we need overthrow. We need to overthrow the creatures who are commandeering all of our public institutions. That's why I've come here today to talk about insanity. You know the saying that insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And I thought about that a lot when I wrote this book. And I thought a lot about that definition of insanity when I decided to leave the Democracy Campaign, a job I dearly loved, after 15 years, to start Blue Jean Nation. I thought a lot about the fact that a lot of us, too many of us have been doing the same thing over and over again and somehow hoping against hope that we'll get a different outcome. We need to change fundamentally the way we act. We need to revolutionize ourselves. And that's what Blue Jean Nation is really all about. That's why I wrote this book. That's why I started Blue Jean Nation. We need to change certain habits that we have formed, habits that we've taken on that disempower us. We have formed habits in the way we think, in the way we talk, in the way we act that disempower us. I write about some of these in this book. I talk about them a lot as I go out there and organize for Blue Jean Nation. But let me just talk about one or two. We've all formed this habit of thinking horizontally about politics. Who's on the left? Who's on the right? Who's liberal? Who's conservative? That thinking is thinking that the 1% desperately needs us to continue. The 1% needs us to think horizontally and needs us to see people who we desperately need as allies as enemies. A magical thing happens if we stop thinking from left to right, stop thinking horizontally, and flip that spectrum on its head and we think vertically instead. When we start thinking about who's on top and who's on the bottom, who are the royals of American society and who are the commoners, we have the ability to unite people who currently see each other as enemies. We have the ability to unite the woman who in Milwaukee who's working as a daycare worker or as a nursing assistant, is having a hard time making ends meet, thinks of herself as a liberal, votes for Democrats. We have the ability to unite her with the dairy farmer in Clark County where I grew up, who is voting Republican, sees himself as a conservative, also is having a heck of a hard time making ends meet. When you put those people on a horizontal spectrum, when you think from left to right, those two people couldn't be farther apart. Those people are divided and conquered. We have formed habits that make it easy for the 1% to divide and conquer us. We need to think our way out of that trap. We need to reinvent our own political vocabulary. We need to revolutionize ourselves. That's what Blue Jean Nation is all about. One last point. We have also formed another habit that absolutely has to be broken. We have the habit of assuming that there is only one form of political capital that is relevant, only one form of political capital that matters, namely money. We judge candidates based on whether they've got enough money. We make so many judgments about politics and about our place in the political arena based on money. We need to recapture the understanding that Bob La Follette and his progressive allies had, that there are other forms of political capital, provocative ideas, organized people, that when married, can form a concoction powerful enough to overcome even the enormous sums of organized money that we are up against today. They did that in their time. They were up against Standard Oil. They were up against the timber barons and the railroad barons. They were up against the Carnegies and the Vanderbilts and they were up against the Koch brothers of their age. They were up against the Goldman Sachs of their age. And they beat them. And they did not beat them with money. They beat them with provocative ideas married to organized people. That was a recipe. That was a concoction powerful enough to overcome legal bribery. And we need to replicate that in our time. So I wish you a glorious day here today at Fighting Bob Fest, and I thank the organizers for having me back. Again, I wouldn't spend a glorious Saturday anywhere else but with all of you here today. And let me just finish by saying, that today this festival is all about honoring the memory of Robert M. La Follette. But I challenge you to think on this. One way to honor Bob La Follette is to call ourselves what he called himself. One way to honor Bob La Follette is to keep the name and keep the memory of fighting Bob La Follette. But another way, and I think a far more powerful way to honor Bob La Follette, is not to say what he said or call ourselves what he called himself. A far more powerful way to honor Bob La Follette is to do what he and his allies did. Bob La Follette was a Republican. Bob La Follette was a Republican who finally decided that he could no longer in good conscience continue to call himself a Republican because he believed that in his time, his party had grown corrupt and he could no longer accept that label. And so what did Bob La Follette do? He threw off that label and he fashioned himself his own new identity. And here we are all these years later, clinging to that identity that he fashioned for himself, when in fact, a better way to honor him would be to do what he did, to shed the vocabulary that's failing us, shed the labels that are dividing us from people we desperately need as allies, that we desperately need voting with us. Think about rekindling that revolutionary spirit that Bob La Follette not only stood for, but fought for. When we do that, not if, but when we do that, when we honor Bob La Follette by doing as he did, which is what my hope for Blue Jean Nation is all about, when we do that, we will overthrow the creatures who have commandeered our public institutions. We will restore Wisconsin's reputation for clean and open and honest government. I am old enough to remember that Wisconsin, but I am also young enough to know that I have got plenty of fight left in me to make sure that I do my part to bring about that day. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike McCabe.